A new report from the National Monitoring Centre for Drugs and Addiction has presented an alarming picture of 500,000 so-called problem gamblers in the Czech Republic, with average debts of 1.2 million crowns. And the report suggests the problem is getting worse. Dominic Yoon reports.
The state organisation which monitors the impact of gambling recently presented its third annual report to the government. Among its findings are details on gambling addiction in the Czech Republic. Numbers for 2016 show that around 120,000 people in the country are addicted to gambling, a figure up 20,000 on the previous year. In total, Czechs spent almost 40 billion crowns gambling in slot machines, casinos, via scratch cards, lotteries, and in online gaming last year. I spoke with Viktor Mravčík, head of the National Monitoring Center for Drugs and Addiction, and asked him if he was troubled by the findings.
Yes, but we observed in 2016 a slight decrease of the prevalence of the gambling in population which gambled in the last 12 months. But in the same time, we observed increase in so-called problem gambling, gambling disorder. Problem gambling is a public health issue. And there is considerable number of gamblers with problems, not only in health, but especially in social, financial and so on. Families are affected, and that's clear.
In 2015, the average debts of problem gamblers were half the amount found in the 2016 report. Mravčík noted that the Czech Republic is also among the countries with the highest number of slot-type gambling machines in Europe. However, as new legislation comes into effect this year designed to better regulate the industry, Mravčík believes that next year's figures should begin to show a decrease in problem gambling among Czechs.
The old law was since 1990, so quite obsolete, I would say. So new law made an order in the types of gambling, in the licensing of all types of gambling, because, for example, according to old law, there was no specific provision for the most popular, those video lottery terminals. It opened online gambling to all types of games. It opened the market for the European Union, and then it introduced a number of preventive measures for gambling industry, saying responsible gambling, and measures against the development of problem gambling, like information which has to be provided to gambler during gambling, the limits for games, and so on and so on.
However, even as the reforms come into effect, Mravčík warned that the growth in popularity of online betting could lead to a shift in the nature of gambling addiction, and that the new legislation will certainly not be sufficient to completely address the high prevalence of problem gambling in the Czech Republic.